A young Boise dancer has started a new ballet class for people with Parkinson's disease. For the past 2 Mondays, they've met in a studio in downtown Boise to practice movements that steady their shaking and open their joints. We dropped by last week to find out what the dancers are learning about a new way to deal with their disease.
Every little girl took ballet at some point.
Not me.
Oh, okay, really? Okay.
The seniors swap stories as they wait outside.
Hi, Sandra.
Please come in.
Their teacher, Elizabeth Keller, calls them in and gathers them in a circle.
Welcome back, everybody.
Keller explains the warm-up. Richard Smith follows closely. He's got a full head of white hair and really long limbs. He tries to force grace into every move. But the thick gold wedding band on his left hand draws attention to the shake he can't control. It's hard to dance with Parkinson's disease.
If you're in a pool of mercury, something heavier than water, and it slows your movement that way. And also with the joints, there are rods sticking through the joints. So it's that rigidity that makes the movement much, much more difficult.
Richard noticed something shaky 9 years ago when he was in his late 60s.
Started with a tremor in my left hand, in one finger. And then the tremor grew larger. And I knew almost instantly what it was.
The movements he's learning in ballet class lubricate his joints and make him feel more fluid.
In the evening as well, I'm putting music on and trying to do that very loose leaves falling out of a tree movement. And I think it's helping.
That's the result Elizabeth Keller wants. She's danced with Boise's Best in the Trey McIntyre Project and now with Ballet Idaho. But teaching the moves to people with a disease that makes them shake has really inspired her.
You know, something as simple as a resting tremor went away when they put intention into the movement, and they were in control of their body.
Keller learned the technique from a group in New York City. Ballet for Parkinson's has spread to over 100 cities worldwide. For her, it's a way to give back to Boise.
What better way to use everything that I love, everything that I'm passionate about, to help the Parkinson's community? I mean, if they, for an hour and a half of their week, if they are no longer a Parkinson's patient and they're simply a dance student, that's great.
Karen, you'll pass back to Stephen.
Keller asks everyone to pretend they're passing a present. They can imagine the present is heavy or light, whatever they want. Vera opens it like it's a box. Another woman pets it like a dog. They're expressive, making fluid motions with their hands, dancing. The present got around the circle to Sandra, and she pretends to pinch the string of a balloon. Her husband Arnold watches her by himself from a stool in the corner of the room.
I loved all the people, actually. All these people, they started out so slow in the dance, and little movements, and as the class went on, the movements got bigger and more spontaneous.
Even though Arnold doesn't have Parkinson's disease, in the first week he participated and danced with his wife. In this session, his knee is sore, so he's sitting out. He remembers how he used to dance with her before her Parkinson's struck.
Sandra had extremely long red hair that went below her hips, and it was so fun to watch her twirl because her hair would go way out.
Sandra loves a lot of things about the Parkinson's ballet class. She's moving, she's meeting other people with her disease, and she's dancing again for Arnold.
Yeah, I thought it was really nice that you got to bring somebody with you for support.
I noticed when you were going around in the circle that you two kind of caught eyes. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yes, I know what you're talking about.
That's special to have that relationship, to go through all of this.
It's pretty special for me.
The class meets for the third time today at the Ballet Idaho building. It runs until the end of November. For KBSX, I'm Jody Martinson. And to see photos and video of the Ballet for Parkinson's Disease class, go to our website, boisestatepublicradio.org.